the true gift.
Become a wise rebel and step over all the world's trouble. Either way, education is something you must do. Only you can learn. It may not be possible for a person to actually teach you.
To give someone control over your knowledge in a generation or two becomes all about their control of you. And you becoming a cog in some machine, a machine for making other people's lives more convenient. The control over the body of your knowledge must never be given away. It is a sacred thing that you always keep safe. You study philosophers, you learn from science popularizers, and inherit your culture from the ideal of knights, the gentle ladies and gentlemen, intellectuals, authentic leaders, and noble scientists. The word gentle is from Middle English. It means a person ennobled by their deeds. Other words for it are authenticity, courage, valor, unbreakability, wisdom, clarity. And an intellectual is a person who builds. Their creations are rooted in their very own ideas. A wise scientist is a grown intellectual, but it is not a great example because of all the fake education hoops that you have to jump. Oh yeah, the opportunists have all the roads covered. Hoop jumping or making one thing become two really hurts your authenticity. Programming is a better idea, and it is more accessible. It is just artificial intelligence and video and text programming tutorials. If something ever stands between you and your rise, then the path in front of you is not worthy of you. It means that it has been infected by liars and opportunists, and to plow your way through, you must become a master of your science first. Human beings are not ever small beings, so there may never be time to return to hoop jumping after you take to your rise. Sometimes you just keep on going. But when you learn first and then hoop jump second, you are often seen as gifted or as a genius. It's very simple. You learn first, you master your beloved subjects, and then you go to class. It's not even that big of a deal. But what is a big deal is learning for real. And the only way to learn for real is to start by pursuing your very own curiosities. It will be something small at first, often a pleasure from creating things. But as you learn, it becomes a dust devil of ideas. You learn more and more and revisit your curiosities with more ability every time. Revisiting curiosities is a human trait. Our minds swirl around what we like. Then your dust devil becomes a tornado, and you a force of knowledge. The ultimate aim is to grow all the way up, which is just a way of saying to become a great being. It's not about any fame, but about giving others ideas for their rise. Becoming gifted is just a step in your journey. Like becoming a philosopher or an athlete, maybe. The big picture is purely about growing all the way up by inheriting knowledge and culture of wise beings, and eventually rising to become one of them. Every great being brings something profound to the culture of humankind.
It takes a lifetime, and it is often called a legacy. But it is really just profound and personal wisdom wrapped in a beautiful, living delivery mechanism. Your true gift is the most meaningful expression of you. Your knowledge and curiosity tornado that captures you as a force of nature, with your life, your adventures and stories surrounding it, serving as a way to connect with you so that others will fully understand what you are saying. To be understood so that others may learn from you means to show who you once were and how you rose.